Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Kicking It. We're in Texas for this one. We're in your home state, Clint, and you hooked us up with one of your favorite rappers, one of the most influential figures in the rap game, Trey the Truth. We appreciate you coming through. Thank you so much. We know that essentially you're doing this out of love for Clint, right?
Easy, Kyle.
It's not about the soccer for you, it's about Clint. I'm interested, you meet Clint for the first time. White boy, soccer player, thinks he can rap. What was your first impression of him?
I didn't look at it like that, but it was, again, like he said, it was already a genuine love. You know, one thing about Texas, we support Texas no matter what, and you gotta realize he's one of the biggest athletes in the world that's coming out of Texas.
So how did your guys connect, first of all? Because I know you go back a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, the way it connected is kind of a sad story, but like, I did this Don't Tread track with Big Hawk for Nike when I was with the national team.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, like 6 months or so after we did it, he passed away. And my boy Shahadi, who got connected with Big Hawk to even like do that track, he was at the funeral, then he bumped into Trey. And through them kind of connecting, then it's like, oh, that's what's up. Like, that's one of my favorite rappers I listened to before the game and stuff. And then while I was in England, there was like another thing that Nike was doing. It was like a Superfly thing, like commercial. And I was like, man, I gotta get like Trey on there. Like, that's what I listen to. That's what I get motivated. Reminds me of home when I play. So through all that, that's how we connected and just kind of stayed in touch, whether it was like doing stuff for Trey Day, where underprivileged kids, giving them school supplies for the year, or just, you know, just checking in, see how everything's going. So what I appreciate about Trey is just anytime you hit him up, he's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, Big Hawk was like my older brother, you know, we were real, real close. And I still deal with Shahadi to this day. Shahadi was determined to make sure we kept it going, and he connected me and Clint, and it's been love ever since, you know, like, whether it be random calls in the middle of the night to check on him and his kids, or him check on mine, or we just always been there with each other. And then when he got me to doing the game and the other stuff, that was even dope. You know, anytime he called me, it's done.
That's what's up.
Even with this shit, I've been up almost 48 hours, and you see, I got on this plane to make sure
we
I
appreciate
get it done for him. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the track "Don't Tread," right? Have you heard it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? Well, how do you rate him in the rap game?
Clint can rap. I mean,
he can flow, right?
Yeah, he can rap. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Okay, I'll say, you know, got some respect. Right?
Yeah, he's being nice. I mean, there's obviously levels to it, but you know.
No lie, I tell you, if it was bad, I'd be like, nah, bro, we need to redo that.
You know what? On that note, Mo thinks he can rap. And Mo has a track he wants to play for you.
Okay.
Don't you?
Hey, you're getting quiet now, huh?
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Listen, this is
you can tell him the truth.
Tell him the truth.
This is like, yeah, this is years ago, bro. This is like,
yeah. Yeah. He didn't ask for that.
All
he just
that.
Said play it.
I'm just giving a disclaimer. This is like 2000 and...
He didn't ask for the year, just play it.
Oh, man.
Turn it up.
All right.
Someone stabbed me in the club. Who could it be? M to the O. Yeah, that's who I be. Dressed to impress, looking fresh as can be. There's only one room for me in
They ain't
gonna
act cold, man. They
are
just
good?
Gonna jam.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
it's not bad. It ain't bad. Nah, can it's I say bad. I'm I'll ride around listening yeah, to it? It's not necessarily my
but like
my
I said, this was like,
but it's not bad.
This was in college. This was like 2000 and damn. What?
I think you were going for the ladies, man, with that.
Hey, you're
spot on.
Most still going for that.
That was what it was.
Oh, yeah, that was the vibe you were going for.
Trey, so what kind of sports were you around mostly? Like, is there a sport that you're attracted to that you say, hey, I'm gonna follow this? And when you finally got to see soccer and you learned about it through Clint, what were you thinking about soccer?
I think, the crazy thing is I'm supportive of the city, I'm supportive of the state, and I'm supportive of my homeboys. So it's like I've dealt with a little bit of all sports because I'm close to so many different athletes, so I naturally just support them, you know. What I did learn was soccer was another world, man. And believe it or not, I believe after we did that game, maybe a year or two after, I just started seeing soccer everywhere. I mean, it started even from the video game, just seeing a bunch of homies playing it, to a lot of rappers starting to really try and get involved. I believe my bro Harden invested in the Dynamo too, so there's definitely a lot going on. If I ain't mistaken, wouldn't that be one of the highest paid sports?
There's money in it, that's for sure.
And soccer, yeah, it would be, I mean, it's be soccer and baseball.
It's definitely getting up there, but I mean, I'd say probably, you know, football, baseball, basketball, but soccer's above hockey and stuff like that in terms of like deals.
Are we talking internationally?
Yeah, I'm not saying payments to y'all. I'm saying that gross, that make a lot of money. I think that's what you mean.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I believe soccer.
In terms of the money that's brought in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, globally, yeah.
I mean, you factor in Saudi Arabia, then
yeah. I mean,
Saudi Arabia money's
like,
different.
Like differences is like, what's the highest paid player in MLS? Is like 12 million or something?
Insigne. Yeah,
14, I think.
14, okay, but then you think about highest paid, NBA. I mean, Messi, whatever his deal is, yeah. It's crazy. But
you got a different
think about deal. Ronaldo.
Yeah, Messi is way more than 14.
Yeah, right? He got a different type of deal.
Yeah, and then you think about
Neymar's on 25 mil a week in Saudi.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo.
You say it was
not 25,
2.5. I said, what?
For a second, I said, did I hear that?
I was like, I didn't know that, damn.
2.5 mil a week?
That's crazy.
And what Mbappe makes, yeah, it's up there with them.
Mm.
They legs and feet gotta be super insured.
you mentioned kind of like hitting Clint up ever since you guys have met here and there. You guys will reach out to one another and check in on one another.
Oh, always.
But that seems like that's just you. That's inherent to you, right? Because it just seems like you focus on relationships and you maintain relationships with whoever that is. I meet a lot of people in this industry, but I don't keep in touch with a lot of people. I'm bad at that.
Yeah, I think, man, because I think, first and foremost, just being down to earth and being me, like.
I think a lot of people don't really know, like, everything that he does. And so that's why I was happy to have you on the show to give you your flowers, because, I mean, there's not a lot of people that do those things. Like, he's in the water, like, saving people's lives during, like, hurricanes and stuff like that. Like, really making sure people are good.
You know, the crazy thing is people don't. So, social media, right? I formed my social media account to where I'm able to plant seeds in people, as opposed to me doing things to go viral or to get attention. We used our platform to show the world what's really going on. And I think people appreciated that and valued that more than anything, because you can see what you see on the news, but you also got to remember the news not going to the low-income areas and things of other sorts. And as we showed that, we got a lot of people help. We helped a lot of people. But also in the process, you know, some people do seek attention. So for us, it was a win-win, right? So I can honestly say I made it cool to give back, you know? And with that being said, like, I mastered showing people what really goes on and show people how you can help people. Because a lot of people think you can only help people with money. Money is, that's definitely a part, but that's not the main part. Sometimes just being that shoulder, being something, somebody or something that they can lean on or even just get it out to can help change lives, you know?
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real!
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations, forgotten. The history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. We're back to a blank slate, clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's the motivation for you? Is it faith-based? Is it about, like, legacy and what you're creating in terms of, like you said, planting seeds for other people to continue in the same kind of vein? Or is it, like, the human connection, those moments where you speak to somebody on the real and they share with you and you...
I think it's all the above. I mean, when you raise a belief in God, I mean, let me say this. So I used to... Me and T.I. argue all the time as my brother. And he would always tell me, man, the stuff you do outside of music is way bigger than anything else. And we used to, you know, we would argue, because I'd be like, nigga, don't try and make me stop rapping. Like, that's what I love doing. He's like, nah, you don't get it, bro, it's bigger.
You know, you enjoy that responsibility, or does it ever weigh heavy?
At this point, I feel bad if I don't get there to help somebody, it'll probably burn me up inside. So it's definitely a gift and a curse. The good thing is, with my family and my kids, they understand. Because say if it is a hurricane happening, or if it is flooding or something that's going on, my stuff will be at the door waiting for me. And you know, for them, it's like, I didn't understand at first, but then for them, it's people come up to them all the time, like, man, your daddy a hero, we love your pops. And that definitely give me the drive. And the crazy thing is, I can't even really be mad, like, because my son Houston, right? I named one of my sons Houston. I get pissed at him sometimes, because we go places and he'll just give all this stuff away. They're like, bro, like, what is you doing? But then I have to think back, like, I do the exact same thing. So I think it's naturally just, it's in them. That's not something that we plan on doing. I mean, our heart is just our heart. My daughter's the exact same way, so.
People scared of you?
I definitely believe they could be at times. You know, and that's the crazy thing. Anybody who really know me, they know I got one of the biggest hearts. My only time you're gonna get me to go there, you have to push me there to make me react. At the end of the day, just leave me alone.
What about the young Trade the Truth when you're trying to come up? And did you have barricades? Because I know 98, you finally made it.
The barricades that I went through as an artist, you could never imagine. And I've been through a lot, just as an artist, as a person, just as a young Trey. But again, everything that's going on is shit that will make a person tap out, give up, or just be over with. And every time it gets harder and harder, I come out on top way more, you know?
You believe
and
that's God?
That's how I know. It gotta be. Mm-hmm. What else is it gonna be? That's one thing about me. If it's something I believe, I'm gonna stand up and I'm not backpedaling. It's just gonna be what it's gonna be. And whatever come with that, I'm prepared for that, you know?
I have a question on that, because you guys as athletes, the level that you've made it to gives you a platform, right?
Yeah.
And it also gives you a financial level that a lot of other people don't reach. When you're hearing Trade the Truth talk about giving back to the community or talking about making a stand, how keenly do you feel that burden that this is a responsibility I have to, given where I've taken my career to?
Me personally, it makes me feel bad because I'm not doing nothing as much as Trey's doing.
Mm. But you know something, I want to say this, not to cut y'all because I want you to finish. I hate that question.
Why?
Only why.
With judgment.
Right, the only reason why, right? Because, you know, I can do something and then people be like, man, well, I don't understand such and such got this amount of money, why they not doing it? It's like, I feel like we shouldn't force nobody to do nothing, you know?
And get called to do it.
Yeah,
you have that feeling.
No, but privilege carries responsibility, right?
In some cases, because, you know, man, you know the main thing why a lot of stuff happen in the world and people don't get help, because they feel like if it doesn't affect me directly, it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And are they wrong to feel that? If they were me, I would say yes. But are they really wrong? I can't say that. So I be real big on, just because I'm doing it don't mean the next person have to do it. The people who genuinely are doing it, or who God may put in their heart to do it, when they see me doing what I'm doing, it'll motivate the right ones to do it. And sometimes it don't necessarily, it doesn't take somebody with money. Some of the people who can help the most probably don't have the money.
I agree with you. It doesn't take somebody, like my father, my dad died at Christmas. You guys know that, yeah. Right? And 500 people turned up to his funeral, and I found out about people that he had bought cars for. My dad didn't have money, but he was a generous person, right? And there was a lot that I found out that he had been doing for the community that me and my mom didn't know about. He just did things quietly, right? Which I respect so much, and it made me question myself. And I think that's a good thing, right? That you have somebody in your life that you look at and you go, damn, am I really doing enough? Am I having an impact in a positive way? Because ultimately, that's what you want to do, right?
We can always do more.
But all I would say, going off of what Trey is saying, is like, there's a time and place for it, right? You'll get that calling to do more and do it because you got that calling to do it, not doing it because being like, oh, I need to do more because it's a good look. But still, either way, you're helping people.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, for my situation, like, having six kids, it's like all hands on deck right now, keeping them alive.
Just trying to help yourself.
You know, just trying to survive, right? But the thing is like, at some point, you know, I think there is going to be that calling for me and to do more and to, like, give back and do it in the right way that feels right and authentic. You know, it's like religion, right? If someone's telling you, you got to be this, you're not going to. But if you see someone walking a certain way, someone's happy and someone doing good, you're like, what's going on with them? Tell me, what's your secret? You know what I mean? I think it's things that like that, by example, is what makes the most impact.
So that's why I say that's the reason we do what we do with our platforms, because you motivate. You have to realize, man, a real friend and a real brother is only going to motivate you. It's not going to make you, it's not to make you feel guilty or, because truth be told, do I feel I could do more? Let's just say this. What you would watch people do with $10 million, I would probably be able to do that shit with them to $400,000 or $500,000.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Because I know how to get it and make it work.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Can we clarify Trey Day? Because I feel like my original understanding was it was a day that the city gave to you to honor you, right? But you kind of turned it into a community thing. Is that right?
So, actually, Trey Day is more than one day.
You got multiple days?
I got 7 days outside of Trey Day. Yes, yeah, damn near a week. And I got a Trey Day in Milwaukee.
Okay.
But Trey Day originally was just to recognize me for all the stuff I've been doing over the years. But again, me being me, I switched it and made it not about me and made it about a day for the city and just for people in need.
Mm.
So even though people celebrate me, they really coming out there and we doing what needs to be done for the town. You know what I'm saying? So
how do you feel about being celebrated? Because somebody like you who says, I don't really see myself as big as I am, all of that, like I'm not good at recognizing that. Do you feel comfortable or uncomfortable with that idea?
I think both. All right. Like when I got the Billboard Award, I believe I was the second ever to get the Changemaker Award.
Mm-hmm.
But me being me, as they telling me, they're just like, all right, cool, it's an award, but it just depends on what I got going on. It's not really registering to me, but when I actually took the time and I went out there and the impact of how I went, you got to think, like, I was introduced by one of the Jonas Brothers then, Mama Tina, which is Beyonce mama, you know, she actually the one who brought me. But then on top of that, you even have them having a one-on-one interview with Dave Chappelle speaking about me. Like, it's just to stuff like that touch your heart to see how even people that you just genuinely love really feel about you. But stuff like that just Sometimes I really don't be realizing how big it is, you know. I tell people all the time, I don't care about no award. I'm going to do it regardless.
So just like sitting here and just taking in everything and getting more familiar with you, to just going even deeper on that question about the award, right? It almost feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because like you just said, you don't really even fully appreciate the value of the award until you were actually there and seeing the impact to other people. Is it more impactful for you to see, you were talking earlier about your kids, how your son Houston, straight away, he just goes into situation, he's giving everything away. Your daughter, similar, same cup from the same cloth. Is that more important to you?
That's a definitely happy feeling, right? So, my son Nico, right? He's disabled. And I'll never forget, like, I don't know, I've always just been a leader with a lot of things. If you go look at interviews, right, I was probably one of the first few. I'm not necessarily gonna say I'm the very first, but definitely one of the first couple that would go on tour or doing things and my kids would be in the middle of an interview on my lap or stuff like that, you know? And so I was saying that to say my son, Danico, I started his foundation with his mother, Tasha. It's called Unique and Gifted. But you got to remember, man, over the past decades, a lot of people have family members and kids that's disabled, but they would keep them hid from the world because you never really know if people are going to be cruel or how that may go, you know? And again, it have to be the man up above. I introduced mine to the world to where other artists started feeling comfortable letting it be known to where I remember I got a day in Houston called Special Needs Day with me and him. And I was just randomly, I was like, man, it's a lot of special needs family. And a lot of them, you know, they be in their own world, in their own corner, you know, cause they don't want to come out people looking and doing all that. So we did a Special Needs Day where I brought animals out, fire department, police department, Rise, animals, Iceman, Nick the Jeweler brought jewelry out to let all the kids put on high-priced jewelry, but over 5,000 families. Like, you wouldn't even know it was, that's a whole nother world.
Right.
I'm not saying 5,000 people, I'm saying 5,000 families, so you can only imagine the impact and the things that go on, but definitely my kids, because it's like each one of them special in their own way. Even now with my daughter, so this is my only girl, so now I'm at a point where I'm really trying to be overly hands-on with her full time, you know? And
do you parent differently to a girl?
You know, believe it or not, I've never whooped none of my kids. I don't even know how to whoop my kids, to be honest with you. I don't really get up. My kids ain't really bad like that. But definitely my daughter, she definitely one of the ones that I don't give a damn what you say, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And like if I was to tell her don't knock that glass over, she may wait a few seconds and then she gonna go over there and she gonna find a way just to make sure it go off that table. And she know I'm not gonna really do nothing. Cause you know, I can talk to my boys and they'll be like, all right, yeah, I'm a cheer. I don't want to make Pops mad. Her, like, they ain't really no still feeling her like that, you know?
She sound like all my kids.
she
sound like all my kids. All of them be trying to
Are you different
try me.
With your girls?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you love them the same, but, like, I feel like I'm harder on my boys than I am with my daughters. In terms of being ready for the real world, it's going to be tough. I mean, I also tell my daughters about the same thing, but
it's tough for us out there too.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. It is. You know what I mean? But it's like with your daughters, it's like almost like you take them on dates to show them what it's like to have a good man or a good male figure in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show like the things that you do for your wife. You know, whether it's, you know, open the door or try to make life easier, or, you know, giving, you know, your wife a hug in front of them and just those type of things that just show them what love is and then try to be there for them. And in terms of like chasing their goals and talk about life, like, look, you got to be careful. Not everybody's going to be all the way for you.
For you
got to figure out who is happy to see you succeed, who makes you laugh, Who do you enjoy being around? And who's doing good with their life? Like, you try your best.
Choose your environment.
So yeah, you just try your best. That's all you can do. And pray. Pray that, you know, it all works out for the best. But I am a little bit more tough on my boys.
So you have this way of thinking. You inspire people. It feels like you mentor people. Did anyone do that for you?
You know, I think that's one of the main reasons why I do be there for people as much as I did, right? Coming up, when I was younger, I think one of the people that I used to look up to the most was my older brother. He was already incarcerated doing 2 life sentences, you know? So coming up, we all bump our head, make mistakes, and I'm not one of the ones, you know, you're a young man, we all get to a point we gotta wanna be a man. So I can't go crying to mama when certain situations happen. So a lot of times it was just me and my partners or me and my cousins, and I have to figure it out, but I didn't have nobody that was like, yeah, this ain't it, or go do this, or you know what I'm saying? So I had to figure it out, and at times when I was going through it the most and I couldn't go run to her, I just had to take it on the chin, you know? But I always told myself, man, if I ever get in a situation where I'm in a better situation than what I'm in now, I'm gonna be there for people as much as I can, because I know what it feel like to feel like it's you against the world all the time. And even to this day, I be feeling like that with me in certain situations, you know? When you do feel it's you against the world, a lot of times that leads to us crashing out. But if you able to know that somebody slightly care, it give you a little more incentive not to just give up or quit right then and there, you know what I'm saying?
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV, the CBS Sports app, and streaming on Paramount Plus.
So with this like young generation of artists, right? And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of them are wild, right? Are there like some that you kind of try to take under your wing to try to?
Anybody I've been around, I'm talking about 10 been under my wing, and they'll listen, they'll respect, because they know I'm always giving the real.
Right.
The thing is, even if you really listen to my music, I'm giving you real life. I'm not telling you what to do, what not to do. I'm just telling you what I done been through and the results. Why a lot of artists in general be the way that they be, because they do feel people don't care. They feel like it's them against the world. They feel like when all fails or come crumbling down, it's just gonna be them, or they ain't gonna have nothing to nobody. So sometimes when they find somebody who genuinely do care, they tend to gravitate towards that, you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest things in the industry is insecurity. People don't want nobody to take their place. You know what I'm saying? They ain't confident enough to get out there and hustle and make it work. So a lot of times, the artists do, they need somebody to show that they give a damn, you know?
We deal with that.
I was gonna say, insecurity is crazy in sports too. Exact same, parallels there.
And some of the old heads, you come into the locker room, they're like, I'm not giving up my position.
Yeah.
What's the best experience that music has given you?
So I never smoke and drink in my life, right? Everybody had their go-to. My go-to is music. It gave me an outlet to be able to vent and let out what I'm really going through and feeling without having to talk to somebody or without having to be crying or just going through it. It just gave me a lane in so many ways. And I feel God put me in that position because the way he got me to where people understand and love the things that I do, they were introduced to me more so through the music. That was the cool factor that opened the door for me to do what I was doing. So everything with music.
Is there an interaction, like some sort of conversation that you had when you were coming up with an artist, an established artist, that maybe changed the course of your path?
You're talking about my time or people I have relationships now?
Yeah, now.
So people I have relationships now, like I'm close with all my brothers, you know, from T.I., I mean, everybody knows my brother, to to J. Cole. You know, when I got shot, J. Cole instantly came and got me and took me overseas to get me just away, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my relationships with all my bros, like, it's always been that, like, we motivate each other, you know? And it's not even just rappers, you know? It could be family members, my own little brothers and them. Like, it's always been that. But I think a lot of us, we motivate each other because they achieving things that make me proud. And then as they watch me do things I'm doing, I make them proud. So it just go hand in hand.
What about growing up? Like, who you looked up to, and then, like, when you first got into the rap game and that, like, kind of, like, showed you the way, showed you the ropes, helped you kind of find your voice?
At that time, I was looking up just to my older brother. You know, when you're younger, you look up to your dad, your older brother, or if you got an OG or maybe a big cousin or something like that. I was looking up to my brother, but I always been a firm thing to where I had to figure it out on my own. I think things started turning for me. My brother, DJ Screw, he ended up giving us outlets through his tapes. You know, at that time, that was our form of radio, to where we seen, like, people actually, they listening to us. Not just all of us are sitting in this room, people who ain't from here singing my raps, you know, and stuff like that. And I think, man, moments like that, that was the stuff that was more impactful, that motivated me. Not just watching people as a whole, and music, just because I always love music, you know.
You gravitate more to the West Coast music versus East Coast?
More the street side of Houston than the West Coast, yeah. But East Coast, too. Like, I'm one of the few artists to this day that can jump in any lane, you know what I'm saying? So I think I listen to everybody.
Where would you place my song?
What genre?
Where would you place that? Yeah.
He said with Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow, too. Not even Big Bow Wow, Lil Bow Wow.
I'm saying, but you know, it's crazy. Bow Wow is my brother. I was just with him a couple weeks ago. Like, he has the stuff you hear, like, see, people tend to think Bow Wow, you know, they thought of him as a kid, but, like, when you hear some of the stuff he on now, it's definitely something super dope. But,
so what he's saying is you disrespecting Lil Bow Wow now.
One thing about me, they know I'm not gonna ever let nobody disrespect my partners. When even if they not here, I'ma stand up for them. But going back to you, I would say that's more of a Hawaii.
I gotta go, man.
You talking to the women and you going for the, they just give you that
vacation.
Yeah, it give you the open button down shirt doing your thing with the flip flops on.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV, the CBS Sports app, and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Said you never drunk, never smoked.
So the reason I never drank and smoked was because I deal with everything head up. When a lot of my people, when they would drink or smoke, it wasn't to be cool. It was because they were going through it and that would ease their mind for the time.
So if you can get through life unmedicated, then
So for them, they would be fine at that moment, but when it wears off, that reality is sinking back in.
They're not addressing the issue.
So with me, it's however the fuck it come right then and there, it can't get no worse than that. So I take it for what it is, you know, like, but I'm the same way with medicine. Like, so when I got shot, I probably took pain medicine a week and a half, 2 weeks max. And it was just like, if I can make it through one night without it, then I'll be able to do two nights. And you know what I'm saying?
That's another reason, like, dealing with, just talking about that, like, God's on your side, like, to be able to, like, those type of situations, having a guardian angel
Where'd you get shot?
Yeah. I got shot in my back. Like I shot in my back, it shattered my shoulder blade, and then it spent in my, the bullet, actually it spent and it set my shoulder. If you look on YouTube, you see me actually taking the bullet out myself.
And it falls in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I always knew, right? I always knew, man. So I got a book coming out, right, that just tells my life story. So how people have things called, they would say misunderstood. Mine's called myth understood. And the book, what's unique about it is, it's talking to people one-on-one and it's asking them what was the myth and the thing that you heard about Trey before you met him, and what was the reality of it after being around him. So you're gonna hear and see a lot of different things. In a lot of situations that I've been through in life that they'll tell in this book is stuff that definitely I could not be here. You know what I'm saying? But in every situation, I end up...
You find a way.
Yeah. Not even that I find a way. I think it necessarily he found a way. Because when I got shot in my back, that's directly behind my heart. And it shattered my shoulder blade. So all I had to do was just keep going straight. It didn't. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he got planned for me, I'm just...
Moving
the way he need me to move, you know. I'm just rolling with it at this moment, you know.
What I was going to ask you when I mentioned the smoking and the drinking, I was wondering, performing, does that give you your high? Is that your high in life?
Not even just the performing. I think just being able to do music and get it out. When I'm on stage, I black out. The crazy thing, you can see me, I can be laid back here, I don't talk. But on stage, I'm going to give you a show. You know, and they'd be like, well, damn, I didn't even know you can move like that. But it's not on no dance
shit.
I've seen
you perform, actually.
Not on no dance shit, but I'm just saying, like, I get to it.
I saw you perform with Clint in that MLS event. It was like 2014.
We did a thing with FIFA. Now it's EAFC.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just a trait, though. He's always like, if something's going on, he come through.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I could say about him. So I appreciate everything over the years, and... Shoot, he's a big bro, man. I'm happy to say I know you and inspired by you, man.
Do you feel like you'll miss that at some point if you choose to retire from the game? Do you feel like you'll miss performing?
With the music?
The music or what you're giving when you're on stage, I guess, yeah.
I think, honestly, God gonna always keep some type of entertainment tied to me. Because, you know, from the music to now doing movies and other stuff, like, he just... That's what get the people to me.
Right.
And then at the same time, you're able to show other sides of me that, because believe it or not, I got a weird fan base, right? You have people who strictly know me for the streets, people who strictly love me for the music. Then you got people who strictly love me for just the community.
Mm.
You got people who strictly love me for being the father that I am. So my shit is just, it's all over the place, but it works. So now, when I do shows, it can be the weirdest dynamic of a crowd, you know, because different people coming to see me for whatever reason they coming to see me, but that's also another blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Also, you're an entrepreneur. Talk about, like, the bump box and the other platform.
That's I'm one of the owners of Bump Box. I don't know if y'all seen the radios that everybody come out with.
Looks like
Super
the original boombox, right?
Yeah,
the Super
but the
Bowl.
The speakers are way better.
Yeah. They're walking out with the radio.
They got like smaller ones, bigger ones.
That we launching the headphones.
Are you supplying those to teams and stuff for them to come out with, or is that just kind of like people just gravitate to it? Because
now we supply them, but the thing is, organically, people are just supporting it, you know, their own. If you look in the Barbie movie, we in the Barbie movie. Of course, through UFC, shout out Dana White and the whole team over there. Like, our box is just, at this point, it can carry itself. Like, we built it up. Now you know we own the rights. Any cornholes that's out there, if they have a speaker on it, we own that patent part of it. So
CBS, y'all can get us one of those, too. You can support Trey and get us all one of those.
All Clint got to do is just send the address. I got y'all.
No, they going to pay, because they didn't pay for the bill last night when we had drinks after the game. They gonna support the cause. They buying.
We got that to pay.
Knew that was coming.
That one of the biggest things, and I give it to y'all first, I haven't announced it yet. One of the biggest things, I just did a partnership that's gonna be real big to me is called crisis flood bag. So a bag, one bag, if it's the big bag, everything in this room can fit in here, including the couches. And once that bag is zipped, it can sit underwater for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So even if you leave your house, the outside may be messed up, water may be in there, but the things that are priceless that can make a person damn near want to give up or still be there.
I know, know what another good idea would be? I think if in like certain areas where you know there's like flooding and stuff,
yeah,
it's like surviving, like surviving stuff in a bag too. Like something to keep you warm. Like if you're like freezing, like hypothermia, like matches and.
Well, this bag isn't for you to sit in. Stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, this
stuff.
Is, yeah. But definitely that would be dope. But at the same sense of that, you if when it's getting that bad, you need to get out of there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
next to his bag.
No.
I'm saying, next to the bag.
No, I know what you're saying.
He's floating.
Hey, y'all need to keep
floating in the water like
this.
We
got a candle like this. Game.
What I'm talking about is having
something. I don't have to leave.
I'm talking about having something beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Certain areas, you notice a trend that they get hit harder.
So the thing is,
right?
I'm making it like a survival thing. Right. I'm making it like a disaster preparation type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that's what I'm talking about.
People need it. You know, the Floridas need it. You just all the areas that you know anything about water definitely need it.
Before you go, we did want to ask you about 2026 World Cup. How many games is it in Dallas? It's 9 games, is it, right?
Yep.
Is it coming to Houston? 7 in Houston,
Houston
9 in
seven.
Dallas.
Yeah, it's coming to Houston, too. Houston has games, too.
Dallas.
So I guess I'm just interested. Is that something you'd be, like,
definitely.
Down to go through?
Definitely. And then it'd be dope anyway, because if they bring something like with you there, that would be even dope because it'll organically just fall into play.
It'll be a proper version of Clint. He'll be working for Fox. He'll be buttoned up.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
She trying to throw people under the bus.
That's crazy. I just performed for the rugby team. I'm just learning about that. Uh-huh. I don't fully understand
rugby?
It like that. But yeah.
From where?
The Houston SaberCats.
I just
did halftime for them. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm,
you watched
I'm
the game?
Trying to learn. Yeah,
rugby
I was
ain't no
trying
joke.
To, yeah. They definitely
don't
look like
they're
getting tossed around. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so this is pretty much, we're wrapping season one of Kicking It.
Yeah.
Season two, production is asking me, would you be down to do a new theme song? We need a new theme song.
Oh, that's
Clint,
easy. That's done.
You maybe even get Lil Bow
Wow. The Hawaiian rapper. The Hawaiian rapper Mo.
M to the
Aloha Mo.
But nah, you can tell them that's done. All they got to...
Yesterday's price ain't today's price, all right? Yeah, it ain't for me either, but for Aloha Mo.
Somebody got to pay for them button-down shirts.
Oh, man. Damn. We appreciate your time so much. I know a person like you, time is valuable, so
nah,
we are so grateful.
Good.
Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you. Can I give you a hug?
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, man. Very cool to meet you.
Appreciate
you. Big bro. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man.
Hope you had a good time.
Man, bro, Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh.
All the places, Hawaii. Damn.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.